Hey guys, if we were the Beatles, which Beatle would you be? Because I would be John and Paul
I'd be Ringo, of course.
and George.
You
I'm
know
a
what? I'll be
natural
the other
leader.
one. I don't even give a shit.
There's none left.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
They're all fucking Beatles to me.
Yeah, that's the way the song goes.
There are fucking Beatles to me.
Chris, do your impression of the of every singer that you know. Okay, do you feel that might be a bit of a...
So pussy.
But do you feel that might be a bit of a generalization?
No.
Not at
that?
All.
No, that's not.
Wait.
What do you mean?
I mean...
I got a fucking love. Love is the answer.
Chris, I just feel like that's a really condescending way to encapsulate
yeah.
all music.
Not really. They should make more songs about love, though, don't you think?
Chris, are you getting into Chris's Idi Amin and Pol Pot and Genghis Khan
well,
territory?
Well, I just was hoping maybe he had evolved since I had a talk.
Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast.
You got instruments, too?
You want to buy something on Amazon?
You learned how to do that? Great.
What you do is you go to our website, and then you hit the Amazon banner. My name is cool. Will... I look much better naked than you'd think, Sasso.
Well,
that's a good nickname.
Yeah,
I like
it. Actually,
it's
also true.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
Brian Callen, what's your name? And over there is
my name is Brian the Kid Callen, as the people know.
I'm Chris D'Elia.
And hey, you know what?
No nickname, because what you see is what you get.
Yeah, what you see is what you get.
That's right.
One word.
What you see.
Not even a word.
Yeah. Chris, for sure, do something about the way you dress. That's a terrible shirt. Once again, it's
a
pumpkin.
Great shirt.
Well, it's a pumpkin colored shirt.
And it's my favorite
and
you know,
shirt.
You're hairy, and you like showing off your bad hairy chest.
Brian and Chris are happy to see each other because this is the first record of.
Well,
you
why
know,
don't
a
you
few.
Ask? Why don't you ask the girls that I'm with? Why don't you ask the girls with how I dress? You know what they say.
Hey man,
whoa,
what's that
whoa,
supposed
whoa,
to be?
Whoa, what is that?
What's that supposed to be?
Whoa,
you just shoved your knuckles in your mouth.
What is that?
Just to make a sound. All right, wait, hold on a second. Let's do a little improv here. I'll be Brian.
Yeah.
You be the girls that hang out with you.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm pointing
yeah.
to Chris.
All
okay.
Right, cool.
I'm gonna be Brian.
Cool.
So hey, let's call her Jane. Hey
sure.
Jane, what do you think of the way Chris dresses and his style?
Oh,
wait a minute,
okay, Chris.
Hold
first
on.
Of all,
well, what's up? Why would they be sounding like that?
Yeah, what is it? Why don't you tell us?
Do they have a bad tooth or what's going on?
I don't think so.
Does she have a toothache?
No.
Novocaine?
No, you know what? Let's ask her.
Wait,
let me ask her.
Hey, I'm going to be Brian again.
Why don't
okay.
I play
hey,
me?
Yeah,
go ahead.
All right, fine. I thought, but I was about to say my back is a back. Hey, what's up, Jane? My back is a burlap sack full of snakes. Gadoosh, gadoosh. Check this
hey,
out.
Fuck.
Hey, look at that. Hey, look at my six pack. Looks like six dinner rolls, even though I'm 51. Gadoosh. Gadoosh.
Hey,
what do you think of Chris's T-shirt? I think, and I don't want to get suggestive, but I think is it supposed to be your penis?
Oh, you know, I didn't really think about it, but
well,
I guess it would be, yeah.
Oh, man, you're
Chris,
really laying it on thick.
That's so
I guess it would
you know,
be. I'm just,
when we get...
This
when
is
we,
an inappropriate...
Oh, I'm realizing it sounds like there's something in my mouth.
Yeah,
so,
why
that's
would
what,
I
that's
be
the
in the
bit.
Room?
This is usually
why
when,
would I be in the room while she was gobbling your power source?
Good,
why would I be
good
in the room?
Question. Power source. Does
Dish.
He plug it in overnight like he's a priest?
Yeah, what am I tied up?
I'm just asking questions.
Did you drug me and tie me to the chair
no,
or something?
Hey,
maybe I did.
When we get together, usually the first episode we record is the first few minutes are really great, man. They're a lot of fun because Brian and Chris haven't seen each other in a while and they get all over each other.
Yeah.
But it also means that we catch up on some stuff because we're friends in real life.
We're friends. Old friends.
And so we got a few things we were talking about earlier. One of the things is we got a live show coming up.
Yeah.
We're going to do some more of those.
That's right.
That'll be June 11th.
We will sign your
Brian,
t-shirts.
You ready for all that? Do you need us to text you?
Brea Improv.
Do you need us to text
California.
You that day and remind you
June
to get
11th.
There?
June 11th.
What time? Right. What time?
8 o'clock.
Hey, he knows.
Yeah, all right. That's a
and
good
got
guess,
some,
though. Of
we got some reads
it.
Here that we're going to do in a little bit.
You
I'm
guys,
just letting you in. I'm just pulling the
curtains
back. Yeah,
let him into our world.
You guys haven't seen me live. I'm going to kill him.
I have seen you live.
We have.
I haven't seen you do a podcast live.
Yeah.
No.
So, Brian, did you get the email earlier with our new sponsor? We're going to record a couple reads in a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Put them in the show.
I did.
Did you get that email?
You got that?
Yep.
Let me ask you something. What about the email about how we were going to maybe set up some other shows? Because I don't remember you responding to that one.
Yeah.
Kristen? I did. I'm sure I probably did.
Oh, really? Because I remember I responded and said, yeah, I could definitely do that. I did that right away. And then, very quickly,
probably an hour later, I responded.
Will was there.
Which one was that then?
Well, we were trying to set up a show on Hollywood.
Well, here's what's going on.
And Vancouver.
We appreciate you. Our audience has come out, and they are definitely going to be there. And that show will sell out. So get your tickets to the Brea Improv show. Yeah. And so we're thinking of adding another show here or there. We're thinking of going up to Vancouver, which is my hometown, which would be fun. But the problem is when our agents hit us up and go, hey, you guys, why don't we go do this and do that?
Immediately. Yeah. I'm like, wow, that sounds like a good idea. If I can work it out my schedule. Yeah, you know my schedule. So why don't you set it up?
And I say, hey, that sounds really, really good. Per my schedule also, because I'm busy too.
And then Brian says...
Nothing at all.
That's what he says.
I don't remember not doing that.
Really? It's probably because you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Which you is don't weird. Remember things you don't do.
Because there's a lot of things you don't do that you got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question.
I don't know. I mean, you're accusing me.
Well, let's see. Let's find out if it's a self-centered thing and if it's only to benefit you or if it's just a severe problem you have.
Yeah, okay? Because there should be a switch in your brain between things you do than things you don't got to do. So it seems to me that is just off altogether.
Right. This is how we prove it. Don't turn knobs at me. Okay.
You're physically doing it with your hand, like you're destroying a light bulb. That you can turn knobs
Get up on the mic a little bit. Let me ask a question. Shut up,
to where we could find out about whether it has to do with you being very self-centered or if it has to do with it's just a little bit of a switch in your brain.
Okay. I will present a subject and then Chris will ask you a very pertinent question to that subject.
Just don't turn knobs in here. It makes me fucking angry.
Brian.
Yeah.
Responding to the email regarding our live appearances, Chris.
Did you do it?
I would have to say that probably I did.
Okay. Well, I think that's interesting. You got another question?
All right. Yeah. There's a little bit of paperwork that we need to fill out because we have sponsors and money gets divided three ways here.
Yeah.
Just like the Beatles, money gets divided three ways.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
So Brian.
Yeah.
With regard to the email that you got from people who handle my business and my business manager, the email about filling out the W-9
for payment,
Chris.
Did you do it?
Okay. I do remember something about an I-9, and I think I
filled
it out.
No, okay. I-9 is the freeway you take.
It's a W-9.
What?
It's a
W-9
form.
I'm freeway.
Not in a court of law, so you guys are asking me these questions that I have not checked my email. So I'm not so sure of whether or not I did.
If you were in a court of law and you were on the stand, a lawyer would have a question for you.
What would that be?
Did you do it?
Okay. I would like to rephrase that question.
But wait, hold on a second. If you start popping off at the mouth like that, and Chris is the attorney in question, then I, sitting here as the judge, I would go order.
Yeah.
Brian Callen, please answer the question. The
question, and the question, and the question,
and the question is,
Jiddu?
That's what the judge would say.
The judge would. Would take
the judge would speak English and clearly, but you're baiting me.
No.
I don't know if I did it.
Order, okay? Brian Callen.
I'm not going to answer a question unless I'm asked in a respectful way.
That's what the judge would say.
I think the judge even the bailiff would be thinking to himself.
And you know what the people in the jury would be wondering?
What?
They'd be among themselves in the back room.
No, because that's not English. So I'm going to not respond and take the fifth because I'm.
So you just want to you want to speak to your lawyer is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And you know what your lawyer would say to you?
What?
Just in privacy, away from everything.
Okay.
Off the record.
What would he say?
A client, confidentiality.
Yeah.
He would say, Brian, come on, listen. We've known each other a while here. I'm happy to be working with you, and I trust you. I think you're a great guy. But let me ask you on the level.
Go ahead.
Did you do?
He would not say it that way because I wouldn't hire an asshole.
He would say,
I wouldn't hire a fucking...
He's not a fucking asshole.
Yeah, he is, he's not speaking to me in a respectful way.
Look, we got a lot of things coming up.
Not for nothing. but yeah, rhyme.
And don't
it's
do
just
it.
You
do
and
it
I.
right. I'm not hiring that asshole.
Did you do it?
Chris.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Huh? You like to get, you just let everything grow, huh?
Right.
Let it all grow out.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
You know what? You know what particularly grows?
What?
My dick in your eye.
What did you say?
Particularly gross. My dick in your eye.
My wife?
Ewai.
My wife.
Ewai. Anyway.
See, I can't prove what you're saying.
Well, no, but it's all good because we're just here to do a podcast and let it go. My name's Chris D'Elia.
I'm Brian. I'll kick your fucking ass, Chris.
Okay.
The kid Callan.
And?
Yeah, and I will kick your
and
ass,
what are
right?
we doing here? Why don't we hear Will? Why don't you explain what's going on here?
This is Will. Will is a techie. He's a nerd. And he literally goes up to Silicon Valley. He invested in a bunch of startups, these tech startups. And I don't think he's ever made money. I think he's lost a lot of money. There is a little box here in front of the mic. And it's called there's a label on it that says the Willbot 10,000. And I guess we are supposed to push this button, and I'm going to do that now, and it should be interesting. So here we go. There it is.
Hello.
Oh.
I am the Willbot 10,000.
Oh.
I am a podcast interface.
And cool.
Do we just, and so we can talk to it?
I am sitting in for Will Sasso.
Can you hear us? Can you?
Yes.
Oh.
Right. I have the ability to hear and interact with Brian Callan and Chris
Brian.
D'Elia.
Brian Callan.
Well,
Brian
that's
B-R-Y. Callan. Brian Callan.
Your name is spelled B-R-Y-A-N.
Yes, I know, but you would pronounce it.
In my program, that spells Brian.
I mean, he kind of has a point, the robot.
If you'd like your what? Name to be Brian, we'll have to program your name.
You just said
B-R-I-A-N.
My name.
B-R-I-A-N.
You just said Brian. Say that again.
Right, but it's not locked.
When I am addressing you, your name is Brianne.
Well, right, because you're not programmed to...
You just
Brian.
Said Brian.
It is spelled
hey, hey, hey.
B-R-Y-A-N.
Siri, whatever the fuck, Willbot.
My name is Willbot 10,000.
Okay,
okay
what,
so
I am a podcast interface.
If you're going to call me Brianne...
I am a fully functioning Jesus. Member right. of... 10-minute podcast.
If you're going to call me Brianne,
my voice
listen to me.
Has
I...
been sampled from Will Sasso.
I'm going to call
Brianne.
Him.
Brian, hold on one second. I
don't fucking call me Brianne.
No, I didn't. I actually
hey,
didn't mean
guys,
to.
Guys, let each other talk. Why are you a basket of cats?
All right.
You see, I have listened to yeah. every episode.
Of course,
of
you know the
this is a problem with technology.
The basket
it
of cats,
doesn't have any human.
Well, Brian, hold on one second.
Callan.
Oh God! There, you said it. Whoa.
I have the ability to learn.
There,
oh,
awesome.
Wow,
I
that's
can
cool.
learn names.
So what's
nice.
My name?
Chris D'Elia.
D'Elia, yeah, you got it.
Chris D'Elia.
Okay, good.
My name is Will Sasso. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast.
Okay.
If you would like to buy something on Amazon,
right.
please visit our website, 10minutepodcast.com.
Right. Okay. So...
Then hit the banner that says Amazon.
Right.
Yes.
You will not be charged
no.
more than you normally
no,
would for
okay.
your purchase.
You don't
purchase.
Have to say that part.
Yeah,
yeah.
Say
and
that
we
shit.
Would get a kickback.
Right.
Okay.
So,
I have
right.
been programmed to do the reads because you two dope goats will not do them properly.
I'm being insulted
cool
by a fucking
yeah,
little
but
computer.
You have to look
I
at
have
it as
been
admirable.
Programmed
a fucking
by
box.
Will
how
Sasso.
About I, how about
it's
I smash?
No.
How about I smash you?
No. Let me say.
You know what I mean? How about I? This is what annoys me about technology. Hey. Hey, fucking...
My name is Willbot
yeah.
10,000.
Whatever the fuck
well,
it is.
Well, if you stutter, he's going to come in and correct you because
right.
he's
also,
like...
Also,
Siri's,
Chris,
Siri's
he will be ruining the bit.
Of course.
Brian,
Siri's dumbass brother.
Do not kill the bit
yeah.
when you are trying to diss Willbot 10,000.
Right. This
listen.
Is getting very kind of weird meta, actually, but please...
Avagically or actually? Hmm.
Right.
Because
I
you meant to say actually, but you said avactually, so hmm.
All right, I'm
because avactually is not a word.
Right, you do
so,
it slow.
Hmm,
yeah, we know we're ahead
know?
Of you. We get it.
Yeah, we get it.
You know?
Yeah, see?
Right. Okay, and that's actually, I feel very honored that you kind of know the whole
language. I have listened to every episode
of the 10-minute podcast.
Yeah.
I am a podcast interface.
You know what this, hey, I got a question for you. You got boyf?
Very funny. That means, do you have a boyfriend?
Right.
Y apostrophe G-A-H apostrophe B-O-Y-F.
Right.
This is what is referred to in my interface as JAPE, or a GAF.
What is that podcast?
I'm sorry, what?
I am a big fan of the David Greco episodes.
Okay. Well,
I will not bring them up now, as that would be killing the bit.
Right.
I will leave that to you, but maybe, Brianne.
Maybe
Brian. You said
that
Brian.
That time I called you Brianne as a joke. Oh. I know your name is Brian.
So you're learning humor.
Because I can learn.
Okay.
Well,
so you're learning now to do humor.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So it's really actually, I mean, as much as you're upset, Brian, that's really, really fantastic that you were able to, I mean, that Will was able
to. Well, it's good artificial intelligence.
I mean, that's amazing. That's like, have you seen the Japanese robot things on YouTube? Like, I mean, this is almost like that.
Yes, Willbot 10,000.
I would like one of those robots.
Whoa. Okay. Well, hold
that
on a second. Brian,
a joke.
Can I say something, Willbot, to Brian without you interrupting? Brian, what you do is you talk over the robot. The robot's not going to fucking stop talking because it's a robot. So why don't you stop talking?
The robot can learn to shut the fuck up, though, can't it? Because it can learn.
My name is Willbot 10,000. I can learn to shut up, but I won't.
Right. Especially for Brian, because you were probably programmed that Brian's the fucking dickhead one.
I was programmed to speak over Brian.
What about me?
Not quite as much as Brian. But I was programmed to speak over Brian.
Let me ask you a question.
But as Chris said, I am a robot, and that's obvious.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Oh, wow,
Willbot,
I like that.
Willbot, you're not really a robot in a sense. Do you envy robots that have working appendages and...
Or Brian, you are showing your age, thinking I am actually a robot.
You're the one saying you're a robot.
This isn't Buck Rogers. But I am a podcast interface.
But you said you're the one who said you're a robot.
No, Brian, my name is Robot 10,000. It's a fun name given to a program, Brian. When you were young, you used to listen to music on a solid oak stereo console.
Hey, I'm not that fucking
the size
old, bro.
Of a coffin. I almost said console twice.
You said you wanted to fuck one of the Japanese robots. You can't do that, Willbot.
Is 10,000 times
over me.
Smaller.
Willbot.
A solid
Willbot.
State console is
Willbot.
Approximately
Willbot.
He's not gonna I'll do it. Willbot. Excuse me, Willbot?
Yes.
Oh, what See? The fuck, man?
Well, because
that's
he's programmed to talk over.
Yeah,
you.
That's bullshit.
We have 2 minutes left. Okay. As Willbot 10,000.
Okay, so you're
gonna
just keep talking over me.
I got it.
What the
Willbot?
Fuck?
I need to remind
Willbot?
You. Yes, Chris.
Unbelievable.
Amazing. I think that what we're trying.
It's amazing. I'm insulted.
It's somewhere around this point that Will would ask you guys a question that would wrap up the podcast.
So ask the question
for the listener.
The guy, sure. He's not even hearing me. So
I know.
Amazing.
So what
I,
would
I
the
could
question
be, here.
Be then?
My question would be, get to the point.
Okay. Well, we actually don't really know the point is. I mean, the point is maybe that technology is... I can't believe that Will made this. And I'm very impressed.
I'm not. I'm impressed, but I'm also very annoyed.
I am a podcast interface.
Sure.
Yeah, I know. Can I get a word in?
No, he's not going to.
You know, I only have a few seconds left. Make it make sense. Oh, no. Too late.
Okay.
Another episode down the drain. What? At least we know it's not Will Sasso's responsibility because he's not here.
I feel like you just kind of programmed the robot to do that no matter what.
I have
been programmed by Will Sasso.
Exactly.
To replace Will Sasso.
Well, right.
I am the Willbot 10,000.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'll call you whatever I want.
I will be back.
Yeah. Are you
episode after episode?
No, you won't. No, you
I
definitely
will also
won't.
Do sponsor reads.
This is the last time you'll be on this.
Speaking
fucking.
Of,
I
you'll,
like
this
him.
Is the last
Thank
time
listening
you'll be on this fucking podcast.
I think
you
like
hear
him.
Me?
Please.
Yo. This is the last time.
Subscribe to us on
this
iTunes.
Is the hey asshole.
I'm
this
sorry,
is the last
Brian,
time.
If oh, you're going
it's Brian.
You're
back
Canadian.
This is the last
the
fucking time.
If
unbelievable.
You're going to talk quietly,
it's amazing.
The robot
come up
said,
on the mic.
Sorry.
Unbelievable.
I am
excuse
the
me.
Wilbot.
Wilbot?
10,000. Yes.
Oh, fucking fuck you, man.
You left your dogs outside?
Yeah, they're getting eaten by coyotes.
Would you be sad?
No.
If they died?
No, they're just dogs.
Oh, how long have you had them?
Doesn't matter. Do yours.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
No, well, you know, here's the thing, dude. My dogs died. If they died. I love them. If they died.
Yeah.
I'd be real sad. And then that night, I would go and I would do my thing, hang out with some friends, and if one of them told a joke that I thought was really funny, I would laugh and laugh really fucking hard.
You okay, sound like you thought this through.
Yeah, and Chris, if coyotes ripped your dogs apart, you'd find tufts of hair and
sure,
yeah. And that'd be pretty traumatic. Blood everywhere, probably some blood in the pool.
Yeah, maybe.
And then you just seem really casual about it and very blank in the face.
I'd be upset. I'd be pretty upset.
I'm sorry, you guys.
Yeah, but you
had
don't
to...
sound it because you
then
sound like you're
that night. If we were gonna go to do whatever to hang out, I would. Have a good time.
Okay, but how sounds would you have weird. A good time? So how long do you usually grieve if something bad happens to you?
It depends on what it is, but anywhere from 2 to 20 minutes.
Hey, you know what? You know what? It's down, pussy drive.
It's down.
Pussy drive. But was driving my shoes. Not you. You stop. My shoes are pussy drive. You
I
have
say?
To.
My
you,
shoes what?
My shoes are pussy drive.
Oh, yeah.
You need, you need to be a real listener of the show to understand what I just said. Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. Here's what we would really like you to do. Are you subscribed to the show on iTunes? Please subscribe and download that way. That'll help us a lot. And rate and review us on iTunes. Write us a fucking review.
Because we want to win. We want to win this podcast.
We want to win.
Thing.
You know, we'll jump up the ratings, and then we'll get more sponsors,
everybody.
And we'll keep that going, and we'll do more live stuff, and we'll come and do live shows. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And I'm Chris D'Elia.
Something came up as you were saying Chris D'Elia.
No, I was being Irish.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for telling me that my voice is really unique.
I'm Chris D'Elia.
That doesn't make you Irish.
It makes you Irish.
I'm Will Sasso.
Hi, I'm Brian Callen.
No, that's too Irish.
Why?
You don't say, hi, Brian Callen.
Hi, di-da-di-dum-di-day.
Hi there. Hi, Brian Callen. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast, dear boy.
Where I'm from. That's
hi. Oh, may the trail rise to meet your feet there, fella.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
May the trail rise.
Yeah.
Oi,
may your days be filled with golden greenery and a shillelagh guide your way
on the tail of a dove
and may the trail rise to meet your feet.
There's no one in Ireland that talks that way. But there are people that talk that way in the Shire.
Yeah, in the Shire. Yeah, I think you two, Paul Hewson, Bono's dad, would have sounded like that. God rest his soul.
Hi.
Hey, what else is going on? How are your days going?
I have a bone to pick with Will.
With me?
You know, yeah, with you. You all see, right. I'm trying to live my life. And,
cool.
And I'm just doing my shit and making bank, changing lives, crushing rooms. And my life is pretty good. My life feels good. You have a lot to be
thankful for.
I do.
I like that you practice gratitude.
I'm admired for my comedy. Anybody who ever sees my stand-up is like, Brian, I had no idea, but it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Really?
And they should say that because in a lot of ways I am the best.
Right.
What I don't appreciate. It's
you
get,
don't appreciate.
What I don't appreciate. What makes me want to break your jaw, and I don't care who you are.
Right.
What makes me want to break Wells' jaw
is
a message like this. I get this message.
I sent you a message?
Yeah, you sent me a message. You gave me this.
Text message?
I didn't hear it.
No, it was a voicemail.
Oh,
play it.
And here it is.
Now. Okay.
I remember this.
You think this is funny, right?
Let it play.
Brian Kelly, Brian. Stop laughing at your own fucking stupid song.
It's funny.
Do you think this is funny, Chris?
Let it play. Let it play.
Listen to this idiot. Fucking harassment.
Hey, tell us a joke. Tell us a joke. Do the things that you do. Hey, dance around and fucking run around. Hey, Ryan, here he goes. He's coming to your town. And he's the guy that goes that
it's still going. Hey, that's it. I remember that now. Well, I was in Canada last week.
Yeah, it's harassment, bro.
And I sent you that from Canada. I was driving. I remember because I said, I'm driving down the highway.
No. I don't want to hear that. That's not my fucking theme song.
But I just remember now.
I don't have a fucking... I don't have that, bro. I have drums, electric guitars. My theme song would be like... He takes no prisoners. He runs into the sun. He is the man on fire, and it changes everyone.
Oh,
he
good.
Is Brian. So lock up your daughter. Hear Satan cry.
Yeah.
There's a man about to die.
Brian
Keller.
Oh, I like that.
God damn it!
No, you don't like that part?
I don't. I mean, that's a little grandiose. Yours.
What is?
Yours.
I like, you made Brian's. It all rhyme like you're Wayne Brady on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Bro,
very
I'm
good
just,
job.
I'm just saying that I'm the kind of guy.
Only
that,
Wayne Brady's whiter.
Hey, man. Don't
I don't want any fucking dumb bugles in my
no, but
I it's obnoxious. It is.
All right, look.
And you're doing it to be condescending.
Let me just say for the record, Wayne Brady's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's really fucking funny.
I was because Brian... Brian's a little, but I think that your theme song is a little bit grandiose, and Will's is a little more fitting.
Mine's a little more real.
For you.
Fuck off, man.
Hey, dude.
And why
you.
Is that
don't
shitty?
Take the fucking off. Bugles out of it, and he's not saying anything. I tell jokes. I won't run around naked.
Listen, man,
I don't do that shit.
Just because
don't
I
say that
say
I tell jokes.
Look, let me tell
I'm
you
an
something.
Artist.
Just because I was driving down the street, and you hear me going, hey, ba ba da ba ba
yeah, that's a fucking monkey. That's
but
an organ grinder.
No.
Am I an organ grinder?
It doesn't mean that I didn't work on that song before I left on my journey. Down
hey,
a dark
I'm,
Canadian
I'm,
highway.
I'm not a fucking circus show.
No, I was driving.
That's a circus show you were doing. I ain't a circus show.
Here's what I'd like to do for you.
What?
I always give you kind of advice. Not that you need it. I'm not saying that. But like, you know, we give each other advice in our careers, right?
Okay.
You're like, hey, Will, I got this idea for a thing. You'd run it by me. You run it by Chris, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying it would be cool like to just like your next stand-up show. I'll do this, you know, almost for
you. And you
charge.
Come out to it.
Yeah. And I'll just, and it's like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, this
charge
next
few,
guy.
Charge him a few
you
grand.
You've seen this guy on Oz, Veronica's Closet.
I was never
Mars,
on Veronica's
Mars.
Closet, you
Veronica's
fucking idiot.
Mars.
Caroline,
look at my resume.
Caroline in the City.
Wasn't in that either, asshole.
You wasn't in Caroline in the
no,
City?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, I think you probably were in a few episodes of that.
Yeah, weren't you in some of that? Hey, you guys remember this guy from The Single Guy and BET Comic View?
Again, I wasn't in that.
He's got vlogs.
Listen.
What?
He's got vlogs.
Listen, you know him from his vlog on AOL.
Take the fucking bugle
and,
out of my...
No,
ladies and gentlemen, Brian Callen. And then... Brian Callen, Brian is the guy.
No.
He's going to make everybody happy with his jokes. And he'll do...
I don't know fucking bugle, man.
Listen, I think that that song is a little more fitting to you than the whole... But I think personally that your theme song would, for me personally, for yours, I think yours would be Brian Callen fell on his head, cracked it open, and then everyone slipped on it. And shit came out.
Good vibrato. I liked how it didn't rhyme. It's going against the sort of Wayne Brady Whose Line thing
you're
doing.
You know, man.
Shit rolled around in shit.
He's a man who took no prisoners. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Get the fucking bugle out of it.
It's not a bugle.
It's a fucking bugle.
What's the
He's
problem?
A man who takes over the jungle. Ba-da-ba-ba. Through his jungle.
Right?
What's the problem? Take the fucking bugle!
I'm trying to help you.
I'm not an elephant, you fucking
fell
idiot.
In his shit.
He fell in shit.
Why is David here?
Yeah, hey, David.
What,
hey, David.
I need to clear it, or what? I mean,
well,
he's a buddy
of mine.
Just weird.
It's the dynamic of the three of us.
Quiet.
So
we're just
quiet.
Curious.
And I don't mind. Hey, I like that you're here. I'm not gonna be. But I mean, you should let us know.
Brian, shut the fuck up during the song.
I don't like treating your song like it. Who gives a fuck about your song? You think anybody really... It's not my song. You know what I wrote and sang it. Who gives a fuck about your dumb song that I'm talking over and over? Like, it actually bothers me that you... There are two things that are bothering me right now. One is the fact that you're protective over your stupid two-second song.
Yeah.
And it's stupid and it's 2 seconds.
No, it's not.
And the second thing that's bothering me is that... I got Blondie in the corner, and you didn't tell anybody about it.
Okay, can I explain what's going on? For
fucking guy just sitting there.
David, no one can hear you.
What is he doing?
You don't have
a
mic
on
you.
Yeah, David, be quiet for one fucking second.
Wait,
and everybody else, too.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. Okay. Are you going to buy something on Amazon? You go to the podcast.
We don't make any money off
no,
that
we do.
Shit.
How much have we made on since?
Just somewhere north of $250,000.
All right.
That's really hard to believe because I haven't really seen any of this.
Well, this guy hasn't filled out his W-9 still.
Well, what about me, though?
Why aren't you getting any money?
Where do I get money?
I've got no
money. You've gotten it.
Where do you send it?
To you, dude!
Fucking thief. You fucking thief.
Have you gotten some money?
Yeah, because he's into thievery.
No, I'm not.
Have you gotten some of the money yet?
Yes!
How much have you gotten?
Somewhere... Just a little south of $500,000.
Jesus
Christ. Dude,
that's
a lot of money, man.
All right, I might be exaggerating.
All right,
I've seen zero. All right, guys, look, I want to answer your question, but my name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen. I'm very curious.
I'm Chris D'Elia, and you're bi-curious is what it is.
We've got
you're
hey, bi-curious. Hey, got you, man. We made you sound
Where's the
like,
money, bro?
You're bi-curious.
I'm what?
You bi-curious.
Hey, so here's the thing. Brian, you bi-curious.
No, nah.
That's David laughing in the background.
Yeah, David Sullivan is a buddy of Chris's. He's a buddy of ours. And Chris,
and
let's get into that. You just fucking brought him by.
Because why not? Because I like to add fun sometimes to the mix. And also, he's a very nice guy. And he's one of my good friends for a long time.
But
now,
he's over there. He's got some scarpone on. He's got some shoes. He's got some brown boots.
He
he's
dresses like
really
fucking...
Offensive.
He basically, let me tell you something. My friend David Sullivan dresses like somebody who helps kids with cancer.
Okay.
That's seriously
no, he
what
don't
he
say
like.
That. No, he doesn't. Don't say that.
No, that's what he dresses like.
No,
dresses like fucking
no, no, no. Those guys who dress... People who dress that way dress in white coats.
Yeah.
Because they're doctors.
No, I know, but okay. Patch Adams.
He
have
dresses,
you seen it? Have
yeah.
you seen Patch Adams?
He looks
that's
exactly
he
like Patch Adams right
he
now.
He does.
But I'd like to reverse that
where
karma.
Where are your balloons?
I would like to reverse that karma by telling people to hit the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital banner at 10minutepodcast.com because Chris is a piece of shit.
And we're like kids.
And we love
kids. We're like kids.
But let's talk about what he's wearing right now. And I would also like to say that... Go ahead.
Well, but, I want to ask the pressing question that it's on everybody's mind. If you do look at my Instagram sometimes.
But look at mine instead.
Sure. Did you
Well,
both. Did you go into Andrew Jackson's grave and take his hair and put it on your head? Or is it just similar to it? Did you take a gene from his head?
Okay.
Couldn't look more like... How about his face? Couldn't look more like Andrew Jackson, by the way.
You know what his hair looks
like?
His hair looks like, you know, one day John Travolta is photographed stepping onto one of his 747s and he's bald-headed, and the next day he's got this ridiculous hair on and he's fucking up Idina Menzel's name at the Oscars.
Yeah.
And that's what David's hair looks like. You know what his hair looks like, for real? Okay, there's guys like me who are definitely balding and I'm like confident and I'm okay with it.
Right.
And then there are guys that have like some plugs and shit and they're really not very confident people and you go, fuck, that's fucking weird. But then there are dudes that have a full head of their own fucking hair that like, I don't want to say this in a shitty way, but like you kind of don't deserve the hair.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
Because you're kind of like rocking it. It's almost like a wig to him. He's like,
He's careless with it. He lets it kind of grow generally.
Yeah.
And anybody who lets their fucking hair grow generally is
a
shithead.
Was Andrew Jackson a general?
No, well, in fact, he was a general.
Okay, so there's that. That's probably why.
And then he became, what did he become, Chris?
He became the president of the United States.
There you go.
If you want
to let me tell you something. I know my history.
No,
I do.
No, you don't.
But you don't.
Okay.
Oh, I
so,
do.
Look, we're Brian and I. You didn't clear it with Brian and I to bring David by, and now we're doing is shitting on him. But if you want to see a picture of his cute boots and his hair and his shirt,
Andrew Jackson
Google
face
and his Patch Adams outfit, go to our Twitter or our Facebook, and you know where that is, TimMinPod/TimMinPod.
We're gonna take.
Do you twist balloons at the
That's what I'm saying.
Mall?
You didn't
twist
agree.
Balloons
when
in the promenade?
When I said he dressed like somebody who tries to help kids when they have cancer, you disagreed, and now you're all of a sudden not.
Are you a in the chorus as a chimney sweep in a stage production of Mary Poppins? Because, like, the socks, man.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you don't have to explain.
Are you, Chris, are you dressed like human candy?
He looks like a... You look kind of like... I don't know. Just like a... I don't know. It's like a lumberjack prostitute.
Yep.
By
yep,
the way, yep. You hear how David's laughing? He never doesn't laugh like that. He never laughs harder or less.
He's we can't really like, hear him. David, can we do this with the time that we have left? Brian, would you mind switching places with David just for a little bit?
Well, yeah, we don't need him.
Just for a second.
We don't need Brian.
Well, because we only have three mics and David's here and no one can hear.
Yeah.
Just here. You sit on the couch.
Right, sorry. Let me apologize to the fans. Fans. I'm sorry, I gotta step off for a second.
Just you know,
we don't
you
care.
Sit over there because you're loud.
Everyone literally thought we don't care.
You're loud. All right. You all sit right. over there, Brian. Right, you can still say as much as you normally would.
Yep.
Hey, what's up, David?
Hey, what's up? Hey, Will.
Yeah.
So, answer about the Andrew Jackson hair. Why do you? In all seriousness, why?
I just happen to have really good hair, and back in the day when Andrew Jackson was around, they had a lot of pride in their hair. So, yeah.
All right, well, good hair. Let me ask you something. How many times do you get recognized from my Instagram as Andrew Jackson hair?
It's kind of annoying. It's kind of I go back home to my hometown back in East Texas and people should know me for me and they're like oh my god you're on Crystal Lee as fine as you're Andrew Jackson guy
they should know you cool. Number one because you're home and they're your friends and number two because you are an established actor yourself you were in Fargo
no man it's Argo and you know
go.
It's Argo don't
go.
Say Fargo
go
Argo
you're not William H. Macy no. Hey Brian I know you're far off the mic you're not saying anything
yeah
what's the deal with that
he's being respectful because of my time.
Why say it?
Brian, come up on the mic.
Nah.
Brian, come up on the mic.
Doesn't matter much, does it, anymore?
What?
Right, you just found your third guy.
No, right.
No,
okay.
That's not true.
No, you said
that's true. That's not true.
Brian, you sit here.
Right. That's not true.
Brian, you sit in my spot. Here you go.
There
you go.
Nope.
Brian! Don't.
You
farted in the mic again.
That's what I think. That's my contribution.
That's so disrespectful. How was that?
Why did you do that?
No, because I guess apparently you guys don't want me on the podcast. That's what I got to
this
say.
This fucking episode
so
you're is
literally
a
wash. Shit on it.
Fuck this episode.
What
fuck
the
you
fuck,
guys.
Brian?
Huh?
You can't just fart in the mic now. David's way over there on the sitting on the couch again.
Well, now he's you're eating a snack? Like being definitely disrespectful to our podcast by eating.
Eating Nature Box.
Okay,
one of our sponsors. Yeah.
Yeah, cranberry almond bites.
They're very good.
Good boy, you too. Oh, fuck. Oh,
you dropped it like an idiot.
Brian, you're being a piece of shit.
You know,
I started this episode being pissed off at Chris for bringing David, and David's our friend too, and I'm happy to see him. No, I'm not. But now I'm pissed off at you.
Let me say this. You piece of shit.
Hey,
that's really lazy, Chris.
Yeah. You being piece of shit.
Listen, man. You fucking stupid tank top wearing motherfucker.
Doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me.
You got that at American Apparel.
No, I didn't.
Go to American Apparel.
I didn't
and take
get it
a,
at
take
American
a look
Apparel.
At their scoop neck tanks. That thing is so ridiculous.
This is an Element tank top, dude. It's dripping off of my body. What'd you think when I showed up, huh? What'd you think about me? Did you think maybe I was what?
I thought you were round and hairy.
That's not true. Say it.
Stop flexing.
I'm not flexing. That's regular.
You got a little bulk on you.
All right.
Cuts, I'll give that to you.
But cuts.
No, not cuts.
Well, striations.
Little bulky and hairy.
No.
And soft as shit.
No.
In the middle and in the hips.
No.
Yeah. Got a hips. No strength in the hips.
Dude.
You got a flat ass.
That's not... Well, fine, I have a flat ass. Who cares? But I also...
He's a guy. Who cares about his ass?
A little bit jacked. A little bit jacked. Got no business being this jacked.
Hey. Oh. Ow. Brian,
come on, man!
Don't do that. We're talking about Chris and his
come
physique,
on,
and
dude.
You just
what happened?
That's weird. But how? That's a you. I don't mean to be
you
gross. I want to say two things. Please don't cut me off. You have a really. That's the sound of a really tight asshole. And the second thing is, how is it so tight when things are always going in and out?
Okay. Listen.
Those are good questions.
No. The second question is not a good question. First question is because I do a ton of exercise.
Okay.
And
with other guys.
I work mostly for my core. So
you get spotters?
So your core.
And you have spotters.
Your core looks like, what's
come
that, like a
mic,
dream
Brian.
Sequence? Your core looks like.
I hear what you're saying.
My
dream
core,
sequence.
Yeah, like you know when you go into a dream?
We get it.
You got that shit. Like a mirage when you're looking out. There's a mirage. Is that water? That's your midsection. My midsection, fucking tight. Tight. Clean. Tight. Clean. Tight. And then you go, up, oh, my big old fucking heavy dick. Balls, testosterone. And then, see, if you made a sound effect for my asshole, see, tight. That's a discipline hole.
All right.
Hey, I got a discipline hole.
Don't say.
I do, not to be. I got all a right. discipline.
Hey, thanks for listening
tight
to the show.
Tapered and, turds. Oh. Tight tapered turds.
And okay. call
but Kevin, watch your foot on yeah, the. You're going to fall.
Brian, yeah, try not to climb on the chair, pal.
Yeah, get him off the chair.
Try not to climb on the chair. Okay? Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Kevin,
shouldn't have given you game. Kevin, yeah. How many jelly beans did you give?
I gave him like a bag of jelly beans.
Can't do that.
Back off the.
You cannot do that for a.
Get his mouth. His mouth is on the thing. Get his mouth off the thing.
So let's
Kevin, just sit back.
I don't want you to fall off the chair.
Don't be mad at him. Kevin, be a good boy, okay?
Listen, sweetie. Hey, pal.
Yeah, I'll be a good boy.
But you try to keep your butt try to keep your butt on the seat, okay?
It's on the seat here.
Okay, so this
he's sitting good.
Okay. Everybody, this is Chris D'Elia.
Welcome to hold on. Yeah. Gee whiz.
Well,
what's he got there?
He's got this.
He's got a game. All right, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Ryan the Kid Callen.
Chris D'Elia is not here, but we have something to share with you, and this is brand new news for Chris, and I guess we're going to have to share it with you because...
Brian, what's that?
Oh, he hit the mic. Brian, pick the mic up for him.
Come here.
Hold on.
What's that?
Kevin? Kevin, okay.
Kevin
Chris,
is...
Chris
Chris's...
has a son. He didn't know he had
well, don't say it
hey,
so loud.
Sweetheart, don't hold that too close to the microphone, okay?
This the iPad.
All right, buddy. Yeah,
he looks just like him.
He's got Chris's. He's got Chris's iPad, and basically, let me break this down for you. What happened was, Chris just found out that he had a son. Today, this boy is 6 years old. You were saying, Kevin?
Are you six, Kev?
I'm this many.
That's six.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a very deep voice. I have to say. You have a
my
very.
My dad said that I could do a play on the iPad.
Yeah, he's watching the iPad. Chris has a set. He's over at the comedy store.
He said that I was gonna go do. My dad was gonna go do comedy.
Yeah, you're very close to the. But yeah. Brian, get his. Oh, he's drooling.
Oh boy.
Get him.
You gave him all those jelly beans.
Yeah, well, that's
not
the jelly beans.
Are,
you know what?
Now he feels.
Wipe his shirt. Wipe his shirt.
You guys know that my dad does comedy different cities.
Do you know what?
Do you know what Kevin?
Well, yeah,
we're good friends with your dad.
Comedy, it's like a TV show.
That's right. It's like a TV show, and
that's what Dad said.
We do TV show stuff too, and
you're on a different show. That you're on a bad show.
No, not bad. What do you mean? Well,
you're both on a bad show, Dad said.
Can you get him to back off the mic just a little
bit?
And Brian, can you come up on the mic a little, Brian?
Can we make a little bit of a space between the mic and your face?
Yeah, I go in the back of the microphone. You got to go in the front of the microphone.
He's a cute kid. It's Kevin, and this is crazy. Chris found out today. I guess he hooked up with some girl, I guess, over 6 years ago. The kid is 6 years old. He's here. Chris is off doing stand-up. He's left us with the kid. And Kevin, can you not have that near the microphone when you play?
They said I could play the iPad.
You can play the iPad, buddy, but you know what? Can you just back up a little bit when you play the iPad, buddy?
Yeah.
Can you look at me?
What?
Okay. All right.
I lost. I always lose on that
Kevin,
same level
how old are
because
you?
When you go in the...
Kevin, how old are you?
I'm six.
You're very
six?
Close to the... Hey, buddy. Hey, sweetie. Can you back up a little bit from where you are?
All right, I'll go back.
Let's just interview.
Really big head.
Yeah, he's got a huge head. It's really hard.
His voice is ridiculous.
But of course it's deep. Look, he's got a little bit of stubble. I mean, he's got long hair. He looks like Chris.
My dad said that when we went to go to a place to eat hamburgers, we went to go eat at a place, and my dad said that now he's going to be a new friend of mine, and that you guys were on
Kevin,
a
did
bad
you get
TV
did your
show.
Did your mom did your mom
TV
feed
shows.
You a lot of milk and a lot of meat?
No, but I like my dad said that only I could eat whatever it is that he eats because I'm not allowed.
Well,
to
your
eat
dad
all.
Eats
well,
nothing
then you're
going to
be eating nothing but turkey sandwiches
with
mustard.
With some turkey.
Yeah, turkey and mustard.
Did you go to your dad's house and have turkey and mustard?
But what did you eat before this? Did mommy feed you nothing but just milk and meat? A lot of.
Don't be mean to the
kid.
Well,
I'm asking because
you're trying to find out why he's so huge.
Well,
I know.
Hormones.
No, he's got to be. He looks. He's cagey. He's like his father.
Cagey. He's got muscles. He's got.
I always lose on that level.
Sweetheart, could you hold the... We've got a...
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it's your Uncle Will and your Uncle Brian, and we're just asking you to behave.
It's the biggest nose I've ever seen.
It's
a
big nose on a kid. Yeah, the hormones in the chicken and stuff.
Well, then...
We're your uncles. Let's ask you this.
My dad told me to tell you something.
Okay.
Hmm.
"Oh, that's cool."
What? My dad told me to tell you something.
Yeah, he's doing the thing. He's a good kid.
He told me to tell you something.
Yeah,
that you guys are on a bear TV show.
Yeah, that's your fun. That's the fun. You know what? I can't figure out, Brian. I can't figure out if it's his joke or if it's sort of like, you know, the kids are always telling the truth.
I think it's Chris.
No, I think Chris was actually talking shit about us, saying that Chris is on good shows.
Don't swear. I shouldn't say shit. Don't swear.
I'm not going to say. Hey, Kevin.
No.
See what happens? They're like sponges. They're like sponges.
Kevin, could you keep the iPad away from the thing?
My dad said that I could play on the iPad.
Yeah, you're playing on the iPad. He drags that out so long.
Yeah.
Kevin, don't tell your daddy that I said that bad word, okay?
Yeah.
But it's you know what I think?
What?
I think.
Oh, you see what happens? They'll say it over and
dad
over.
Dad said one time when I was in the pool area, Dad said that don't go in the pool because I can't swim. And I said, I could swim. And my dad said, I was full of shit.
Well, your dad shouldn't have said that to you because your dad's not a good father.
I don't know that
he's not a good father.
I don't know
Chris
that Chris is ready to be
he's radically selfish.
And,
yeah.
And he's idiots. He's the worst father. I'm sorry for this kid. He's just rambling.
Friends.
He's sugar high.
Dad has a lot of different friends.
Dads are different friends. That's right, Kevin.
Well, dad's probably
bringing...
if you
want to have a conversation with us, why don't you come up close to the... See this black thing?
Okay, I saw
it. It's a microphone.
Or if you want to play over there, do you want to play over there in the corner?
No, because over there always reminds me of the area in my dad's place where I don't like.
It's so loud when you're that close to
the... So does dad... Wait, so I don't... Chris sounds like a bad father.
Do you...
I'm going to be honest with you. He sounds like a bad father, and this kid's been
eating nothing
but... Don't say
that in front of
the
kid. What are you, crazy?
Hormones and nothing but
sugar. Yeah. He looks at...
Never
my
seen
dad said
look,
that you're my dad said that you're only funny in the one movie.
Well, I've done.
My dad said that you're only funny in one movie.
Who are you talking to? I think he's talking to you, Brian, because you've only been in one movie.
Your father doesn't know everything, so but
he
that's
said
okay.
that you're a little bit funny in a movie called with in a movie about in a movie that was in a long time ago.
Then that's definitely you, Brian. Although I have been working for a long time, I've done way more than one movie.
It did.
So have I. So he might be talking about you.
I've done a lot.
You've
of
done
movies.
A lot of bad
you
movies.
Guys,
you've done movies that are so bad that they wouldn't show. They actually didn't go to video.
You have you
they didn't even go to video.
You're in movies that are so bad people don't watch them on buses.
I can watch
on
a
tour
movie
buses.
On
yeah, well, your movies are so bad that they bury them
buses
in the ground.
Buses full of Russian tourists
my dad said
that
they
go to Niagara Falls wouldn't watch movies.
Well, you're
oh, watch. Look at them.
Hey.
Now you weren't watching them.
Whoa.
See? He dropped that whole... Yeah. He dropped all the jelly beans.
There's juice everywhere, too.
Oh, no. What does he do? He took his pants off.
I don't even know. My dad said that it makes me wear a diaper again.
Don't make a doo doo.
My dad said that it makes me wear diapers.
Kevin, do you need to go?
He's
do you need
too
to
old
go,
to be making a doo doo.
Do you need to go boom boom?
No.
Brian,
well, the bathroom's
you,
right there, pal.
Brian, you're gonna have to
I
take
didn't
him to the
wear
bathroom.
A diaper. My mom.
You're six.
My mom. And,
listen, I have a 6-year-old.
My mom in Fort Lauderdale, where I'm from, said that I didn't need to wear a diaper anymore.
This is making sense now,
and
Chris.
And my dad said that when I'm in the house for a long time, I got to wear a diaper a lot.
Hey, Kevin.
Your
can
father
you, can
is
you go
not...
like this and do some earmuffs? Put your hands on your ears for a second. It'll be a fun game. Let's see how long you can do
all right.
it. Okay. Oh, he's playing his video game.
I got it on deal.
Let me tell you something.
What?
Chris was on the I think Chris was on the road or something. And he said Fort Lauderdale. He's from Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And he was probably on the road doing some stand up. And he must have met a
lady
friend.
Yeah.
And he got her pregnant. And now 6 years later, he's got this boy that shows up on his doorstep.
Well,
and
who
knows where the
kid hasn't been raised properly.
Oh, watch out for that! Watch out for that, Kevin.
And then I hit it over there.
Yeah, you hit that over there. All right. Well,
I hit that over there.
How long did Chris say he was going to be at the comedy store?
I had that over there. My dad does comedy.
What
it's
is
like
Chris?
A,
where
it's
is,
like a TV show.
Chris
if I can say
off.
Something to our audience, hey,
off.
Thanks for hanging in. And you know what? Right now it's 11:30 p.m. Can you, Kevin?
My dad said that I could play a song on my iPad.
He's got the deepest voice. He's got a baritone voice. He has a baritone voice.
Thanks for listening to the 10-minute podcast. It's well past Kevin's bedtime. Chris is at, his father is at the comedy store.
Yeah. The
Kevin,
kid's been
thanks.
Given
Brian,
steroids.
Brian, huh?
I'm gonna call Child
Brian,
Services.
What is it? What is it like at your house?
He wants to go live with you.
You can come to my house, pal, because I have a much better.
Is it
I have
different
children.
Your house? Because Dad said you're 100.
Oh, see, he dissed you. He got you. He's been talking about Danny, you. Chris,
my
talking.
Dad said that you're so old that you lose your hair, yo.
It's cute. Well, you have to admit it's cute.
He's very cute. He's for a, he's looks like a man. He does.
Watch out for that. Don't do the kissing thing, man.
Oh.
Do not do the kissing thing, please.
No.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. You want to buy something on Amazon, what we'd like you to do is you go to 10minutepodcast.com using Amazon banner. And if you like the show, rate and review us on iTunes. We would really like that. And subscribe to it and download on iTunes.
So we can keep our ranking.
That's right. And we'll get...
I'm sorry.
No, that's cool.
Okay, Can I interrupt you for one second?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it'd be really cool is if we changed our... instead of 10-Minute Podcast...
This
if,
is going to be
if,
a bad
if
idea.
Our, no, no, no. If our theme song was... Gang, 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 like as a dominating kind
keep
of like
going, yeah.
juggernaut that we're taking over the entire podcast world.
Really?
Gang, gang, gang.
I think
you know what? It signifies growth and expansion.
I think that's a little too much for just any podcast,
yeah.
really.
Unless I venture out on my own and it's the Gladiator Helmet Face podcast.
No, even that. Cool. That would be very stupid.
Speaking of, my name is Will Gladiator Helmet Face Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
I'm Chris D'Elia, plain raw Chris D'Elia.
Plain
that's what
raw.
You get. But let me ask you a question. But that's because that's like when in every movie preview ever now, they don't even have music. They just have something going.
That's true, yeah.
And then a few seconds go by and then it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't even have
okay.
the, they
it
don't
be
even
like,
have the in a world.
They don't
guy
have that anymore.
Anymore.
It's just
have
they
you
use production audio and they'd be like, "Hey Sarge, take a look at this on the radar." I can't lose you again. Hey, simple routine run, what could go wrong? Right, that's exactly every single.
Have you ever?
Even a romantic comedy would be that way.
Hey, this is my buddy Dave. He just got divorced, but he's a pretty good guy.
You swore off girls for at least a year.
Hey, you want ice cream? I got some chilling on the windowsill. Something. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. I lost the romantic comedy.
That's okay. I would love that movie.
Is that a cat hanging in your closet?
Yeah.
My name is Meredith.
What?
Just you know, the worst preview ever.
Nothing really happened.
Have you guys ever wondered, like, who, if you could choose, like, who would narrate your life? You know how, like...
You know what,
like,
Brian?
Like,
you know what,
he
Brian?
Was the
did you want to... Actually, you know what?
Did
let
you
me answer
just
that question.
Say, fuck no?
Yeah, not no, but fuck no. I've
yeah.
never wondered
well,
that.
Well, for you,
but you know
be
what?
Like,
that,
be like,
that,
he was Will Sasso.
Oh, see, that's a great...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's my thing about that. And I actually want... Actually, that's interesting because, you know, when you listen to the podcast, there are some that are definitely... There's a bit for BKJ to,
right.
to K.
Destroy.
Yeah.
To just destroy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what you are? Have you ever seen Ghost Rider, the second one?
Sure.
The dude who touches
Own
anything?
Own it.
Okay. The dude who touches anything that has any cell structure at all, it just decays.
Yeah.
That's what you are to bits.
Hey.
Yeah.
So, and some episodes are just sort of us flying off the cuff and... Right, and Chris just being like just some raw cashews, as he said, some raw straight up plain. But sometimes, right before we record, Brian says, "Hey guys, what if we do one where we talk about what our dicks would be if they were animals, or something insane like that?"
Yeah,
so
that's actually pretty funny.
No, it's not. And just a few minutes into this one, Brian said, "Who would narrate your life if it was narrated?"
Right.
I don't want to do that. I don't, Chris, you want to do it?
I think if I were going to think about that,
That's who would narrate your life. A guy who's like, I don't want to do it.
No.
I eat sugar and my dick wants to feel good.
So we're about halfway through this episode, and what I'd like to do, Brian, and I'm springing this on you because this is raw. Brian, what if you just like get them all out? Just pitch a few different concepts.
Pitch a few concepts. That's a great idea.
Concept episodes.
Okay, great. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's all about you. Just pick like 3, 4, 5. Just like, hey, what kind of animal would you be?
Right.
Yes,
these kinds of things.
This is
the
and
Brian.
We'll rank them from 1 to 10.
Okay. And maybe we'll do one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys who get their eyebrows done.
That's an episode?
That would not be 10 minutes
Okay.
of
even
something.
Even though this podcast
guys,
is 10
guys
minutes.
Who, this is actually a good one. Guys who wish you Happy Mother's Day.
Okay, so that's a whole episode. First of all, Mother's Day was a while ago.
Pretty funny.
And also that plays into how Brian doesn't know the structure
Happy
of the
Mother's
show.
Day. Yep.
Right, but as we record this, Mother's Day was yesterday. Okay. If we're keeping it real and we're keeping it raw.
I got one.
But we don't know when this airs, right. So definitely
okay,
a bad
idea. I got
idea.
One. I got a good one. Hold on.
Do those in between.
I got a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is good. Snakes.
So what do you mean, snakes? So snakes far about we've got what? Just
guys?
Snakes?
Like snakes is a wide topic. Like.
You know what? Fuck this. Like Chris, if we're being real, uh-huh. Brian, you got to give us two more. And Chris, we have to fucking pick one and do it.
Okay.
All right.
Because, okay, Brian, give us two more topics. Okay. Podcast topics.
Okay. I'm going to work.
They're all awful so far.
Yeah.
Eagles.
No, don't.
I mean, just like snakes. That's just like snakes.
It's just like snakes, dude. All right. Have one more,
okay,
man. Make
okay.
it good. You so far, wait a second.
Okay, okay.
So far, we have guys who tweeze their eyebrows.
Yeah. Guys.
When guys wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Okay.
Snakes
and eagles. Are you fucking kidding?
I don't know, man.
You have one more. Make it good.
Fuck. I'm so nervous.
That's nothing, man.
All right. All right, man. Hold on. Fuck. Man boobs.
Oh, that's actually the worst.
Hey.
How do you?
Sorry about your ears.
I don't know. You guys put me on the spot.
I've got snakes.
Is pretty good.
Hey, you guys.
You have three podcasts.
I've got these.
You have Fighter and the Kid.
Yeah.
You have the Brian Callen Show, and you have this.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've been eating too much soy or tofu. What are these things coming out of my?
Yeah. How come I'm producing
estrogen?
They
produce estrogen.
That is such a Brian Callen thing to say.
I got nipples.
Yeah, dude. That's
right. Look at my nips.
Hey, congratulations on your bad ideas.
Don't laugh at that.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Snakes.
Congratulations on your bad ideas.
Don't
Chris
do
is
that.
Being so
yeah,
expressive.
Yeah, you're
yes.
getting
hands.
Very expressive, and you're getting borderline violent toward me. Don't gesture at the air like that.
Brian Callen, congratulations on your bad ideas.
I'm not shaking your fucking hand.
Shake my fucking hand. Congratulations.
Okay, I don't know if you're being serious or not, but I'm
going
to shake your
serious,
hand as an
dude.
Act of faith.
Absolutely.
Don't
right.
do it.
Go ahead. Go.
Is,
go
he gonna, is he mocking me?
No, I'll definitely shake your hand.
I'm
going to
shake your
it.
Hand, but
go
you better not fuck
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
All right.
Whoops.
Hey, he fucked.
Fuck you,
hey,
dude.
Man.
He pulled his hand away.
I pulled it back. I did. Because never congratulations on your bad ideas, because bad ideas are easy because they're just people who say things.
Wait a minute. Let's do a podcast on...
Bad ideas?
Yes!
That's kind of what this is.
That is what our podcast is always.
This episode is called Brian's Bad
no,
Ideas.
No, it's not. It's called Brian Callen, congratulations on your bad ideas.
That's real long.
Yep, and that's what it's going
to
be.
You want
and
it to
that
be Brian?
Is totally, yes, and that whole title is a title they would base something on and make a movie about it, and Richard Dreyfuss would be in it.
Okay,
that's
so
what it would
I was trying
and
to salvage this, at least by giving it a fast title, but Chris has vetoed that, and the title of this episode is... Brian, congratulations on your bad ideas.
Sure.
That's real long. But it's kind of Brian's responsibility.
It's also boring as shit. The title's boring as shit because what Brian's saying happens to be boring as shit.
Okay,
Chris,
okay.
we got 2 minutes left. Let's pick one of these topics and try. Let's give it the old college
all
try.
Right,
Chris, what do you like? Do you
I
like
guess
eagles?
I like the guy.
Like
no, absolutely not.
I don't like eagles or snakes.
I don't like those. I like the guy.
The tweezer guy?
I mean, I don't like guys who do that, but I feel like the Mother's Day one has more legs because it can morph into something else.
Okay, but we don't know when we'll air this. And see, this is what he does.
Right, but we could be like, well, guys who do that have other fucking idiotic problems.
Oh, something came up.
Whoops.
Yeah.
He went Irish again.
That annoys me.
May all the days between yonder and fro.
I don't like when guys do this, ready? I really don't like when guys are...
May a four-leaf clover show up in your green salad there.
Ireland, 12,010.
Always raining. No antibiotics. Smallpox and plague raging the land.
May your feet feel the trail and the grassy knoll and lead you home to your burlap bed.
Brought to you by the guys who made Mission Impossible franchise.
Black beer and potatoes.
We couldn't
is
even
how you
pick
live.
One of these. And now we're all doing Irish shit because Chris almost burped.
Hey.
It's Ireland the movie. It's called Ireland the movie.
No, it's called Brian.
It's by Baz Luhrmann. Baz Luhrmann made it.
Yeah.
on your bad ideas.
Baz Luhrmann will make a movie called Ireland the Movie.
You know what? There's only seconds left, and I still...
Ireland the Movie.
What are you doing, dude? Why don't you...
That
what
would
are you
be so
doing?
Bad. That would be so bad.
Yeah, but that's another one of his good bad movie. Ideas. It's a bad idea.
That's a good one. The Brits and the Vikings.
Tired. You tired?
Yeah. I'm tired because it's late. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast. Okay, so.
Song I was, is so loud.
Here's the thing.
You
I
know
was
what?
Tired.
This yeah. knob is up.
Well, it doesn't matter. But the,
yeah, no, it's, that's
was,
why.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter now because the song's over. But here's the thing. We're tired because you don't know this because you're getting there recording when you're getting the recording, but yeah. We recorded it 1 a.m.
It's 1 a.m. It's 1 a.m. We sound like radio DJs right
and
now.
And it's hey, real... I'm real tired, and here's the thing. We had to do it because we had no other time to do it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is...
Welcome
song,
to the 10-Minute Podcast.
And the other thing is the song was too loud in the headphones.
All right. Well, okay. It's over now, man. You kind of keep obsessing
I'm
to
dwelling.
It.
I'm dwelling. I'm dwelling.
To it. I said obsessing to it. Hmm,
yeah,
not
that's not
you
right
keep
sentence.
Obsessing to it.
That's your Russian.
Very Russian guy. Welcome to 10-Minute Podcast.
Yeah.
My name is Will Sasso.
And I'm Chris D'Elia. And
Brian Callen, fuck him. He's not here. Yeah. And this is the thing. You know, we're busy guys, and Chris actually came over here. It's literally 1 a.m. Usually by now the show is exported, and you can get it by midnight wherever you live. But today it's 1 a.m. and
not going to have.
We're really actually tired.
Yeah. Very tired.
Yeah.
So tired.
But we appreciate you, so we're doing a show.
We're doing for you.
Yeah, we do it for you. You know, it's really late at night. I don't want to pretend it's not. Like Chris said, it's late.
Nah,
I don't even know what the fuck we're going to talk
about. Let's not tend.
What?
Let's not tend.
Let's not tend.
Nah, we're not going to tend.
You got any late night thoughts? What do you think about late at night? I know what I think about.
I love late night, dude.
Yeah, you're a night owl.
I'm a night owl, but I'll tell you what, though. As I've been getting older, I've been getting a little bit more tired.
You get more tired?
A little bit more tired. As time goes on. Yeah. Brian said that too.
Yeah, Brian's been getting tired earlier. I sometimes don't get tired. I don't get tired.
You don't get tired, and then also you wake up at 6. You fall asleep. You fall asleep at 3, you wake up at 6.
Yeah, when you fall asleep at 3, you wake up at 6, then you get real tired during the day. All right, so we're like 2 minutes into this. This is already the most boring fucking show of all time, but fuck it. You got it. You know, they can't all be great, can't all be home runs. And I'm not saying that any of them are. I'm just saying we're tired.
We're tired, and it's okay. And if you're a fan of ours, if you're a fan of the 10-Minute Podcast, then what you're going to have to understand is you're with us.
Yeah.
You're with us till the end.
Right. And we just wanted to do this. We just, you know, we want to do this show because we're out of show. I don't even know what we're talking about.
But the thing is that we got fans, we got loyal fans, and I want you to fucking understand something, loyal fans, on the real tip. On the real tip.
Don't
seriously.
Say that. Don't say that.
No, but I've been known to be all like a little bit urban.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I'm,
a little
I'm
bit urban.
I'm urban right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But
and I want you to know on
but
the
in
real
all,
tip.
But in all seriousness.
What?
Hashtag no though to real tip.
You know, I was thinking about hashtag no though, but and then I'm just like, nah, I don't think that fits for this.
Hashtag nah, I don't think that fits for this. Hashtag no though to
nah.
Hashtag on the
hashtag
real tip.
No though. Hashtag nah, I don't think that fits for
okay.
this.
So what were you gonna say on the real tip?
I forget.
You know why? Because we're tired.
Yeah, because we're so tired.
Yeah, as soon as I walked in here, Chris was like, yeah, it's like a slumber party. What would we do if this was a slumber party?
Dude, I would fucking cuddle you, bro.
Hey, and man.
I don't give a shit. No, not like not just in like a friend of mine.
Yeah. Okay, you want to hear something that happened at a sleepover with some friends of mine, some kids when they were kids? And this is, I wasn't there, fortunately. But some buddies of mine were having a sleepover, and wouldn't that be funny if some of them are listening and they're like, oh my God, I'd erase that from my memory, or I've thought about it every day. There were two guys. One guy pulled his penis out.
Okay,
you know,
that should actually be the end of the story.
Well, yeah, but you know, dudes tend to do that. Young, right. You know, these are young guys who were messing around. We were kids, right? Okay, so one guy's like, and he pulls his member out.
Right.
And the other guy spat on it. Because he was like kind of waving it around.
Ew.
Like, yeah. You know,
and
boys will be boys.
A
they were rowdy.
A grade A ew.
Yeah. The other guy literally spat on the first guy's
Gross.
Penis.
And so, the third guy jerked him off?
The third through fifth guy just kind of laughed a lot.
Yeah.
And maybe one of them went outside and puked.
Oh.
Pretty good. And that's a pretty good comeback.
That is good.
If someone ever wanted to get to me and be like, and pulled their unit out and started mashing it around, I just went,
that's really good.
Ultimate disrespect to what you just did. You think you're going to disrespect me by pulling your junk out and kneading it around like dough? Check this out.
Yeah. Okay, or you could just like suck it would be hilarious.
Hey, man, don't do that.
What?
Don't suck it.
No, but just as a goof, you know? All
right, but it's, that's, well, okay. You know, for some people, like, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but as a straight guy, to just be like, yes.
Yeah, that's, I was alluding to, like, if someone was gay, it'd be like, go ahead and suck it.
Yeah, but if you're straight, as a goof, you could just be like,
it's not a good goof. It's not a good goof.
It's not a bad goof.
It's not a good goof. You'd wake up the next day going, what a weird goof. That wasn't a good goof.
Mm.
Hey, you know what's fun, since Brian is out of town right now? Let's just do this. Let's enjoy a few seconds of silence.
I wonder if people are going to think that we're making this up, that it's really not at night.
It's 12:58 a.m.
That's damn right.
So when you listen to this, if you've noticed, because some people
back in time.
That's right. Some people like to download the show, or you know, whatever their device is set to download it as soon as it comes out. And a lot of times that's midnight, because that's the start of the new day. You couldn't get this show today at midnight, could you?
No,
because midnight never happened. Right,
so
right
that's
now
how
it's 12:58.
Are you a science major?
Yeah, man.
Because how did you know that midnight's a new day?
I learned that from Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Dude,
I watch a lot
Do
of
you
Cosmos.
Watch Cosmos.
Yeah, I watch the new Cosmos.
Me too.
Yeah,
I like that guy's voice.
He's very excited about science.
Yeah.
Let's go back.
How about when the dogs became wolves? Or Ooh. When the wolves became dogs? Did you see that one?
Well, all dogs used to be wolves.
Right, I know that. But the way they became dogs was amazing.
I know, I missed that part. What happened?
Oh, well, the wolves basically have a gene, wolves, that makes them scared of humans. So what they do, and it's a survival thing, right?
Yeah.
Some of the wolves mutated and didn't have that gene.
Yeah.
And so they would like partner up with the humans because they would grow in numbers more than not being around them, because humans would be like, have them as pets.
Can I stop you right now and ask you to sound more like Neil deGrasse Tyson, because you've lost me on the science tip.
Oh, okay.
On the science tip, though?
Sure. Right.
For real? On the science tip?
Yeah.
I'm not following.
Does it not work?
So those are the dogs that became domesticated, is what you're saying?
Yeah, because
and then they
bred, and then humans got, it was the first time.
And you almost sounded like Carl Sagan there.
And it was the first time that artificial selection has happened.
Yes.
And then the dogs were bred together, the cute ones. And the cute ones became different types of dogs. That way you have pit bulls and also St. Bernard's.
I'm going to call this character Chris DeSagan. It's like Carl Sagan and Chris D'Elia mixed together. He's saying the cute ones, the dogs that were so cute, went back billions and billions of years. Wolves are not as so cute. You know, I went hiking.
The worst scientist ever.
I went hiking at night the other day. I think weren't you pissed off at me for doing that?
You went hiking at night the other day?
Because I started during the day and then it got late because it was a long hike.
It's different times.
And there were coyotes around.
Yeah.
Always carry your blade when you're hiking.
Well.
No, it's true. You can bring legal blades.
Pocket
knife, come on.
No, because if.
Look, we're saying a lot of Boy Scout shit here.
Yeah,
like,
but
bring
if
a pocket knife and
if a coyote,
spit on
it. If a coyote comes near me.
Yeah.
Because that's how you say it. You say coyote. If it comes near me,
I say
I just put my hands up and I go. Arr.
You know what I do, honestly? What? I was actually circled by three or four coyotes a couple years ago hiking up in Griffith Park.
Wow.
And so, you know, you always got your blade when you're hiking.
No.
And I was like thinking, what was I going to do if the coyotes came at me?
Right.
And I decided I would be like Atreyu in the Neverending Story. You know,
he shits his pants in there?
No.
Oh.
No, dude. Well, first of all, coyotes, there's been some human attacks up in Alaska, but it's not going to happen.
Right.
What I do is I'd offer my arm, you know, kind of like an Atreyu, like fell back and stabbed the wolf right in the
head.
So I would offer my arm, eat from my meaty arm and then stab him right under the throat. Now I'm realizing Brian's not here, but he kind of was, because we talked about wolves. We talked about coyotes. That's and you weren't true. Here. There was a show not too long ago where it was just Brian and I, and we talked about wolves the whole time. You would have been really angry.
Yeah, I'd be angry. Angry.
Hey, thanks for listening to the 10-Minute Podcast. Thanks for downloading and subscribing on iTunes. We need you to do that. If you like the show, rate and review us on iTunes. For real, that'll really fucking help.
Gonna go sleep.
Now, we're gonna go sleep because we're so tired. We're tired. So, yeah.
What? Will, I know this is hard for you to do, and I want you to realize that when I say this, I sympathize.
What? Get a girl.
Get a fucking better driveway.
What?
Yep.
Some podcasts are slow. And you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
What are you talking about, a better driveway? I live in a wonderful home.
It's
I'm very
ridiculous.
Fortunate to have it. My driveway is a tight turn at the top of its own hill.
Let me tell you something.
Bullshit.
Let me tell you
no,
something.
It's not bullshit.
It really sucks.
Yeah.
No.
It fucking blows.
I park my truck up here. I got my stuff in my garage, and I turn around just fine. You guys want to pull up the long, goofy-ass driveway, then you want to turn around up here. You know what? You could, but snah ya ha.
Let me tell you something. All driveways should be easy to pull into.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your driveway is like in the cartoons when they're going up the mountain to the castle.
That's right.
I was like, oh, Ricky, it's like, oh, that's what it's like. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
You got to be a mountain goat to traverse that.
Yeah. Let me say it even more clearly.
Your house sucks.
All driveways should be easy to pull into.
All right, Chris. 100%. And Brian, didn't you mean mountain dough goat? Hey-o.
God.
Yeah, Brian, you can come up on the mic. Chris, you can back up off the mic just a little bit, all
right? Is that right? With you being the mic police?
With that,
mic police,
yeah, so
huh?
He's starting to
with that
piss
said,
me off.
With that said, and with Chris being pissed off and Brian saying goat without dough, welcome to 10-Minute Podcast.
Yeah.
My name is Will, the chief engineer of Hafter.
See ya.
See you later.
See ya.
You know what? My name is just Will Sasser.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen. You guys all know that.
And I'm Chris D'Elia, and I don't have a nickname because I'm raw, and what you see is what you get.
And you know what? And you know what?
What?
You know what?
What? No.
Here's the thing.
No.
Will's wearing a button-down golf shirt with it, and it's open to his navel.
You could almost see his pussy.
It's open
to his
navel. So
far, you could almost see his pussy.
You can see the top of his cunt.
Yeah. Hey, don't use that word.
And speaking of cunt.
Yeah. Stop using that word.
And Chris
also,
is wearing,
don't
Chris
say
is
that,
wearing
yeah.
a tank top, and his entire chest looks like a 70s
Okay.
It looks like a giant maw.
It looks like the unrated cover version of Black Crowes Amorica before they got in there.
Can I ask you guys a question, though?
Yeah,
what's that?
Is it because I'm raw as fuck, and what you see is what you get, and maybe that's why it goes back to
what I don't even,
because I'm not trying to act like I'm not.
Okay. Hey, here's
Daddy's 70s a little bit. Okay?
Don't say daddy either, because... And
well,
don't look at me like that.
He's not 80s, 60s, 90s, 2000s, or beyond with the fucking hair. So, yeah, you're 70s.
No,
let me tell you something else. I don't remember which one of you guys said you're pissed off at me, but now my blood is boiling because you're talking about his chest hair. And another thing you're failing to do is say dough before goats, and you said the C word without saying bees after it.
Yep.
And that's what Brian says.
Hey, man.
He always says...
Combi.
Yeah.
Well, if I... I got rid of my combi. So.
You got rid of your combi.
Yeah.
Hey Brian, you've been around Canada a little bit lately.
You know what, guys?
Well, that will be boring to talk about, but I've got something to say.
No, it's not. Tore it up.
Okay.
And I want to thank Toronto for throwing me a parade. That was so sweet of them. It was amazing.
That's not a parade. Dude.
I got the key to that city. I own that
I
city.
I love Toronto.
When
Let me
either
tell
one
you.
Of you guys go there, when either one of you guys go to Toronto,
well, I go there all the time.
Well,
I'm from Canada.
You ask me permission to do anything.
And I'm doing it. Well, what club did you play?
Well, I was at the comic strip in Edmonton, and in Toronto, I was at Yuck Yucks.
Cool, I'm doing a theater. So what?
Hey,
when
man.
We do what? Is that bad?
Man.
Oh, this
no, it's fine.
It's bad?
Fine.
It's bad?
No, it's nice.
Okay,
it's
thanks.
Fine. We're happy.
Oh,
we're happy. I mean, I don't personally have a stake in it. Brian looks a little deflated that you're doing a theater. And
let me tell you guys something. It's
I'm
okay,
a little pissed
Brian.
Off
you
right
get
now.
There when you be my age. Oh, wait. Look.
Jeez.
Here's what we'll do.
Hey, man.
Let me say something, actually, right now, because this is going to come out. Hey guys, it's Tuesday. And let me tell you something. My show comes out on Thursday.
Oh, that's right.
So fucking eat dicks, you guys.
Hey, what okay? the you know what,
because,
bro? That's
because
obnoxious.
Because I'm telling you,
why
my show
fuck?
Comes out, yeah, but, and we should have. You should have already congratulated me.
Well, we have why? On our own.
I'm not
undateable.
Gonna congratulate
maybe
you.
He has
undateable.
I'm not
NBC.
Congratulating you.
Undateable.
No, stop
NBC.
It. Stop it, guys.
Undateable.
No, stop
NBC.
It. I'm not.
9 o'clock on Thursdays.
Hairboy and Brent.
Hairboy and
Brent. That's how it's
called. Hairboy and Brent.
Okay, no. Hairboy
and Brent.
No.
Hairboy and
Brent.
No. Brent Moore and this guy.
Okay, look, no.
Brent Moore and this guy.
No. Nobody knows who Brent is. Nobody knows who
Dude,
Brent is.
Dude, he's your co-star. That's not cool.
Who cares?
Cool.
Nobody knows who Brent is.
Sorry, Brent.
Hey, everybody, tweet this guy who's the quote-unquote co-star of my new show coming out. Mine. Own it.
Bro. Right.
I think Bill Lawrence would have something to say about that.
Maybe, but... At Brent Morin, BrentMorin. He's not good.
Hey, bro.
That's just
he's
shitty.
He's on your show, bro.
And he's also one of your best friends.
Yeah, that's right.
You're now, sabotaging him.
No, I'm not sabotaging. Just tweet him. He's not good.
Okay, but as much as I'm opposed to this, I would like to ask you how that should be spelled.
H.
Yeah.
Apostrophe. N-A-H. Apostrophe. G-O-O-O. He's not good.
That's so lazy. Goo?
Yeah, it's very...
That's
very,
not goo.
No, lazy. It's go. It just keeps going. Three O's. And let me tell you something. You watch it. You tune in. NBC.
All right.
9 o'clock Thursday.
All right.
You stop fucking pieces of shit.
Okay, I don't... I would like
how
to
we
say,
do it from now on?
No, that's not how we do it.
That's not how you get audiences to come to your show.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Both
you
guys,
can't call them pieces of shit, bro.
I would like to apologize for two things. Number one, Chris's abhorrent attitude and his new school way of promoting a show. That's not how
that's
it's done.
It's a new
especially
dawn.
Not, no, it's not how it's
no,
done. And that's and the National Broadcasting Company probably doesn't promote shows
that
way.
And I'm not going
to
watch
The other
it.
Thing I'd like to say is that you guys are screaming into the mics.
Okay, all right, I'll
and
back
it's,
up.
It's making me... burgundy brain blood red mad.
All right. Well, let me back up when I say this. He's not good.
Okay, now we can't barely hear you.
Chris, you can't say that about your co-star. Right. He's probably a little insecure. It's his first show.
That's
and
right.
You're trying to turn the people against dun, 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 what are you doing now?
Dun, dun, what is White that? Stripes.
Dun, no. Dun, dun, why are you doing dun, that?
Seven Nation dun, Army.
Undateable.
No, that's not the theme song to it, man.
Undateable. No, with Crystal Leo. Brown.
Undateable. High.
No,
he's
bro.
High. Woo! He's high on fame.
Dude, you've become an asshole with your new show, man.
Can I tell you something, Chris?
What? Billboards up my face.
All right, dude.
All right.
Listen, man, it ain't about whether you're
it's
hot.
It's not. You're right.
No. It ain't about dealing when you're hot. It's about whether you can handle being cool or not.
In the troughs, bro. When
right.
you hit a trough, and you will hit a dirt trough.
Yeah, and let me tell you.
You'll hit a dirt trough, bro.
Come on.
Because you're going to be, no. Listen, all kidding aside, I hope your tongue likes the taste of dirt. Because when I'm looking for your career and I got to look in the back of my sock drawer.
Hey.
To find it. When I look on the bottom of one of my heels
I'll
of
tell
the
you
shoe
what.
I never wear. And that's your funk. That's
I wish you
your
guys,
career.
All right. Mm. I wish you guys both nothing but success. But this is a message for
me
Chris
too.
And for Brian. And I don't mind looking in the mirror on this one. Dear sir, and I'm even speaking to myself. Hope you like the taste of shit sandwiches,
because
that's what we're getting in the restaurant called Show Business. And a
okay.
little dessert I'd like to a little dessert I'd like to add to that, a little aperitif. Fame is an illusion.
Okay, but you're being a tad dramatic.
All I'm saying is I've been...
NBC, 9 o'clock Thursday.
No.
NBC, 9 o'clock Thursday.
Why are you joining in?
It's
you're a fucking sheep, man.
It's
always.
Oh, my God. You
been,
suffer from herd mentality,
he's
dude.
Always been a sucker for rhythm.
Up.
He's always
Wait,
been
let's
a sucker
see if he
for
gets
rhythm.
Caught up with...
Hold on. He's always been a sucker for rhythm. Check this out.
No.
He's getting... Holy shit. Look at that.
I like rhythm.
See? He does it. He does it no matter what.
Hold on. Let's see. Okay, what? Let's see this. Let's kill puppies. Let's kill puppies.
Brian killed the bit. Brian killed the bit. He talked about puppies dying. That's the worst thing. I don't know why someone would do that on a comedy podcast.
Hold on,
hey,
man.
That's really weird to talk about.
Hey,
everybody
Brian,
loves puppies, and Brian Callen kills bits.
This is my impression of Brian. Hitler was right. Hitler was right.
Hey, man, I didn't say that.
You won.
I didn't
you
say
won.
That.
You won.
Why did you choose
you won.
That?
Watch my shows so I can buy a spaceship.
A spaceship?
Wow.
All right, all right.
Why a spaceship?
You right. Watch my show, and if it hits 7-8 seasons, hey, I gotta buy a spaceship!
Man, you're even your accent's changing and
I'd
everything.
Like to buy a house on the water in Big Bear.
Sad.
That's not sad. That's wonderful. It's a
what
great
are you go
chill.
Fishing?
Yeah, I'm gonna fish trout.
Oh, are you?
Hey, thanks for listening
and
to the 10 minute
drunk,
podcast.
You'll fall into the water and die.
No, I'll swim to shore. Because I'm Canadian. I'll swim in February.
You
sweet Brent Morin. Hey, Brent Morin. You're not good.
Hey, if you like the show, please rate and review us on iTunes. Please download and subscribe on iTunes. And I tell you what, stay tuned to the end of the show to listen to a message from Adam Carolla. It's a really, really important message about the future of podcasting. We appreciate you, and we need you to listen.
Oh, man.
Hey, listeners, this is what it sounds like right before we record. Hey, Will, come on, let's go. Hey, Will, come on. Hey, Will, come on, let's go.
Wow, that's a bad impression.
That's what it sounds like. Well, that's you guys.
Some podcasts are so... And you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
Hey, stop all it. Right,
all right.
What are you doing, man?
Making farting noises into the mic.
Why?
I don't know, because what happens if Will doesn't give a shit?
Hey, Will, I give a shit. I know you're point. Mad because Chris is being lazy mouth. He's being sloppy.
He hasn't formed a word
yet.
Yeah,
he's slop gob.
This podcast is exactly 2 seconds old, and he's up.
He's slop gob molly mop. Aren't you a slop gob molly mop, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, molly mop. Slop gob. Slop gob.
Hey, welcome to the 10-minute podcast. Yeah. You know what we need you to do?
I am kind of a dick.
Look at his. Your spinal cord's made of rope. What's up with you, bro? Tighten up. What's going on?
If you like the podcast, and even if you don't, if you're listening, download it on iTunes, all right? Don't just listen to it with, you know, on the thing, whatever your thing is.
Right.
Get it on iTunes. Subscribe and rate and review us. My name is Will, the White Samoan Sasso.
Oh, come on. I'm Brian the Kid Count.
You gave me that nickname.
No, I didn't. Maybe I did. I'm just wondering why Chris hasn't taken his chin out of his hand.
He said he's Chris D'Elia. He didn't say I'm Mopley.
You've not taken your chin out of your hand. What's going on with you?
No, I don't know. I was thinking or something. Stop, dude. Stop.
Slop gob.
All right. You know, whatever.
But what happens if I don't care?
Yeah, the whole thing goes to shit.
No, yeah, probably. I'll admit that.
So, you know what? When we say, how about this? How about I'm just going to commandeer this? Instead of, we appreciate you, appreciate you.
Okay, listen.
No, you know what?
Listen
the
up.
W,
okay,
fuck that.
On,
here's what's up.
I will admit that this
when you
podcast,
say, we appreciate you, what it means is, the W means will.
Okay, listen.
Will appreciates
no,
you.
No,
yeah,
I appreciate you. I will admit that this house called the 10-Minute Podcast is held up to an extent by the stick you wear in your ass.
Hey,
and
that's a sideways compliment.
You do wear a big stick in your ass.
No,
and
I don't.
I get it.
Yeah. So
why are you, Chris?
Yeah,
why
what's
are you
up with
he's all mopey and sad.
Well,
are you okay?
And you're probably thinking I should be excited, right? Because of tonight.
Oh, yeah, tonight. And I did want to get to that, but
now's
a good time. Tonight. Hey, everybody, Chris's new show, Undateable, premieres tonight on NBC, 9 o'clock. Definitely check it out. Thursday nights, NBC.
Yeah, and also if you're in a different area in Central, it's probably earlier or whatever.
It's 8 p.m.
if
it's Central.
That bullshit is.
No, it's not bullshit. It's just people in, you know,
right,
Central.
Right, but move, you know.
Nah,
hey,
we need things in the middle of the country besides
Chris.
Like
I'm actually not.
Yeah,
Chris.
We need things in the middle of the country besides deer and trees and coyotes and
I know,
mountains.
I know you're right. Stay there. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, what's up with
what's
you?
Going on with
well,
this
no,
guy?
Well, no, I should be excited, and I am. I'm very excited. My new show comes out tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the last time you were pretty.
Yeah, on Tuesday you wouldn't
fired
shut
up.
You would not shut the fuck
you
up.
You were
about
by the way, you were actually obnoxious.
Well, yes, you were.
And you know, if you knew, you'd be you're kind of kicking me when I'm down. But yeah,
why?
Because you know, and this I kind of didn't want to talk about this, but I guess it kind of came out. You know how I said to everybody to tweet my co-star Brent, you know, at Brent Morin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not good.
I said, hey, Brent Morin, you're not good.
Not good.
Yeah. Did they tweet him a lot or something? Or?
Yeah.
A lot of people tweeted, I bet.
They did, yeah.
You have quite a social media reach,
oh,
I would
we
imagine.
We have a following.
Well, I have a following, Brian. Let's not put mostly, you and me together.
Mostly me, but...
No, actually, like, I think if you add up my Vine, Instagram, and Twitter, probably might just
guys, this is, I don't know. It's not productive. Mm. This
it doesn't matter. Anyway,
all right,
you know what? Maybe.
Maybe.
I
mean, we're not here to do math.
I'm here... My hands are tied, you know, right. But I'm just saying.
You have a lot of Twitter followers.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, but
okay, this is
anyway,
not,
what
this
I'm
is,
saying
I can
is.
See it's not gonna be
I don't want to have a conversation about.
Nah.
You know what's the last thing you want to do? Go on a podcast, talk about Vine.
True. So
pull the plug on your podcast.
Listen, I want to say, you know, Brent's one of my good friends, and he's been my good friend for 7 years, and I got to say.
Don't count the years. Go
maybe
on.
Maybe it wasn't the best idea to have my legion go on Twitter and say, Hinaga.
Okay, but before Brian says something, can I tell Brian to just shut?
Yeah,
Brian, do you mind if I just?
Sure.
Brian?
Yeah.
Just could you just?
Well, I have a right to speak too.
No, I know you do.
Brian, hold on 1 second. We'll go ahead.
But two things, actually. Could you come up on the mic just to attack?
Okay, but can he not say legion?
But then
okay.
I'll get around to the legion thing or not.
Yeah.
But what's more important is I just want to be sensitive to Chris right now. Yeah. And you were about to launch into. You were about to get very, very up in arms about this.
I was
him
not.
Saying legion. Yeah.
Okay.
Just shut the.
That's
so,
rude,
Chris,
though.
what happened with Brent? What please tell us. We're your friends. Tell us what happened. With
he
Brent.
Basically didn't understand what was happening for like the first half of the day
because people were tweeting.
Hinaga. And okay. And they were tweeting him that, and he didn't understand. And then finally, he understood where it was coming from because somebody mentioned 10-minute podcast, and he figured that.
Okay.
That
so then he listened
to
the episode,
and he listened to the whole episode, and he really, really kind of he really took it bad.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I don't blame him to be totally honest because he's one of my good friends, and I shouldn't treat a good friend like that just because my show's coming out tonight at 9 o'clock.
You already said that, but we always bust on each other, and we're always.
Yeah.
Kind of that's what we do here is we kick
know,
each other
but
in the
you know
balls.
What?
And...
Did he come at you or what?
Nah,
all right, Brian. Nobody fought anybody.
Yeah,
that's the most Brian Callen thing to say.
It wasn't
I don't know.
Like that.
He's talking
from...
about his friend being mad at him for real.
It's just my culture when somebody
you know
says
what it was.
That,
it's not
your
culture.
But you know what it was though.
My culture. Yeah.
Well, we're the same
You're
culture.
Just a white
but you know
guy.
What it was.
Nah, I'm Sicilian.
You know what it was. So am I actually.
I'm 100% Italian from Napoli, so I'm not even.
But I come. I'm a little bit more gritty.
You guys, we're getting away kind of from what
kind of
about.
This isn't the Who's the Most Italian podcast.
It's not.
But
for sure, it's not.
If it was,
that would be the
worst. On chest hair, it would be me.
Yeah, it would be you.
But I'm just so let's go back to what we're doing.
Yeah, because you look like you took a run down a hill into a woman wearing a fur coat, and you both went rolling into down a hill in love,
and
you all roll and kiss like you're in a French film, and it's black and white, and the contrast is all blown up way up, so the whites are really white and the black are really black, and then everyone fucking leaves the movie theater in Paris, France, because your chest is so covered in black hair from her fur coat, because it's the most French film of all time.
That is true, 100%
I understand,
and you
but
look like
Will
you come. Will looks like he comes from. The hills.
What does that mean?
You're a hill
the hills
person.
Of Toscana?
You're
what
a hill person.
The hills of Toscana?
No, he looks like a hill person.
Toscana.
Don't
say it. Don't,
but
pretend,
it's
don't
say
Toscana,
Toscana.
Don't pretend to speak
Italian. I'm not trying to be Italian, but Toscana.
You know sono Italiano, okay?
No. I know. But...
Solamente, huh?
What? Solamente?
Buongiorno.
I'm Italian.
So anyway, we're really getting away from this, okay?
Sorry. Palla.
Right.
Cristoforo,
Mudan.
No, don't say Mudan.
What I'm trying to say is he got really upset. And it wasn't the fact that he was mad. He was disappointed, dude. And he asked me very earnestly. And it was a bad thing.
He was emotional? Is that what you said?
He was, you know, I got his back, but he was upset. I rang my doorbell rang and I walked out there and I opened the door and there was Brent and he was just kind of kicking the rub you know the little like down on the what do you call it the
he
gravel
was kicking the gravel
he was kicking
the gravel
yeah and he had his hands in his shitty $90 jean pockets and there I did again, right?
Yeah.
I
just kind of shit on him,
and I didn't mean to.
We didn't. I didn't want to draw. Yeah,
it's not that.
It's
not that.
I'm wearing $90. I mean, you know.
Well,
I don't think I have a pair of pants that cost more than $90.
Right, me
that's,
neither.
Right. That's ridiculous.
You know what? And to be totally honest,
if you're Metro or if you're
these pants right here. Yeah, they're only $450.
I'll tell you what I do own. I do own.
That's really expensive.
That's really expensive.
Chris, our listeners might take offense to that because nobody spends that much on
pants. I'll tell you what. Yeah, Chris, you're kind of drawing a line. And I would never spend more than $90 on pants, but I tell you what I would spend. $3,000 on a suit because I'm Italian. I'm real Italian.
Can we maybe not bring up the...
Well, I just want to go back to who's the most Italian. I'll easily spend $3,000 on a suit and $700 on shoes because Italian.
Okay.
I'll even spend $290 on socks because Italian.
Well, you might be Italian.
If you invite me to your wedding, you can show up looking great because Italian.
You can cry. Probably you can cry because emotion.
Yeah.
Because emotion. But.
All right, so Brent's upset. And please take this look. We're running out of time, Chris. Take this opportunity. Okay. You're always kind of. I know you're always right. kicking Brent. Maybe Brian and I can handle it a little better.
Yeah. Right.
Even though you and
He's
Brent
young.
Have been friends
apologize
for a long time.
He's young.
Just apologize to young Brent.
I feel bad because Brent came to me and the new show, Undateable, tonight, 9 o'clock, NBC. And he was kicking the ground and he was crying. And crying.
Wow.
And yeah, snot was coming out of his nose.
Okay. Well, are you for
and
real?
And it was so gross. He looked so ugly. And
okay.
I just
okay.
I want to say
Christian.
No, and I just it's I want to say I want to say just because he's shorter than me doesn't mean
Chris.
I'm not sorry. So Brad didn't
Brent.
You know his name?
I'm sorry. Brent.
That's a bad
Brent. Fucking shit.
That's
apology.
A bad apology, bro.
I kind of want to do it again. You gotta apologize.
I gotta buy a spaceship.
Hey guys, remember when I started the show and I went, "What's your favorite kind of sandwich?"
Nope.
You like Reuben sandwich?
No.
So dumb.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
I hate how protective you are.
I was
over
shushing
your
Brian.
Dumb song.
Look, it's our song. First of all, let me correct you there.
Your
and if I was correct, if I was corrective, if I was protective of the song, I would have not have gone along with the beat
it's very
of the song.
Rude to
hey,
and I'm getting
think,
more.
I just don't like it when you sing along with it.
I don't like it when you.
I think Shakira would like me.
She got a boyfriend who's really protective of her. You don't want to.
Brian, stop saying protective. Brian, stop. Please stop saying
also,
protective.
Also, he ruined that bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was just saying something weird.
Yeah.
At left field.
And it should have just been a big pause afterwards.
It could have been.
Because then
a
it would have been
pause.
Funny. Yeah. No, well, he ruined it, so it's all good.
All right. You know, I guess we can just move on with the podcast.
Guys, hold on. Let me get,
I'm not, I don't feel
no,
that enthusiastic
wanna,
about
let
it.
Let me get now. Involved in the bit.
You want to do it again?
You want to do it again?
Yeah,
all right. All right. Hey, all right. I was just saying.
Yeah, I don't like when you shh me.
You guys, I was thinking, I think Shakira would like me.
Why?
Okay.
That was
bad.
Good.
Not bad.
And you know what? I guarantee you, everyone who listened will think that that's the funnier version.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Oh, I do know.
You know. You're going to take a survey? All right. But why did you bring up Shakira?
Because I think that the way – you know how like sometimes you ever just look at somebody and you're like that – you get along with them?
Man.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes you look at somebody and you're like, I'm going to punch that guy in the face?
Okay.
Yeah. That's the opposite with Shakira.
The opposite.
Yeah.
I think that she's very, very attractive.
She is very attractive.
Yeah. And I happen to think that – she would like me because I'm pretty good in the
Hold on.
You're pretty good in what?
Well, in the whole you know physical. He's, I mean, I don't want to be.
He's undulating his body right
yeah.
now.
But I don't want to be like. I don't know how this sounds, but me and physically or whatever.
Physically?
Hmm. Hold on.
You don't want to
so
be
you're
physically?
Pretty good.
Physically.
Physically?
I mean, thank you, but I'm
What's
just saying.
You're
not, he's not
no,
complimenting.
I didn't say that. I asked you what you said.
Yeah.
You. We said. I said. I wasn't sure. I'm saying. When I do, you know, I'm good. My job. When I'm good at going my job, I do my job. I do it good.
All right. Look, Chris.
Physically, I'm
man, you sound like you're just tweaking out on something. I don't understand.
Man,
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I think
on
Shakira,
with this
I think Shakira would
on.
Like me.
I know
I think
what the fuck is going on.
Think, you know what? I think Shakira would like me.
All right. You know what? You know what?
Here's what's going on.
I made up my mind. Yeah.
Here's what's going on with him.
You know what? We're
going to
go with the Dusty Rose instead of the Peach. You sound like one of those. Like when a gal is getting married and she's like picking out the thing.
I'm fine with that.
You know what? I think the girl should wear this and the guy should wear this.
I'm not a gal, but I am picking out Shakira.
And he's never been punched in the face.
No.
Chris has never been punched
never
in the face.
Never been punched.
You know why? Do you know why? Because of my blocking ability.
No.
And that's the truth.
That's
I'll tell you
not
what.
The truth,
I've been punched in the sides, front, bottom, and center of my gladiator helmet face.
And I'll tell you about... I black only get hit in the arms because I go bam, 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 bam.
I come from kind of a country town.
I do a fucking side block, and I do a downward block, and I do a
And you come up on the mic.
I do all that. I can't come up on the mic when I'm, you know,
throwing out my appendage. I'll tell you what, one time I was about 14 or 15, we're outside of the corner store, and these bullies kind of came up, these metalheads, right? They had like the mullets and the shaggy little shitty mustaches and the jean jackets with the Led Zeppelin laminates and
Descriptive.
Yeah. And they came up on me and my buddies who were always dressed in like basketball shorts and a,
too,
you know.
Too descriptive. That's too descriptive, Will.
It's and really like dirty Air Jordans or Bojacks and cross trainers.
It's too descriptive.
Long story, Will.
Dressed for a basketball game. Or a pickup football game.
Right, okay. And then what happened? Because that's too descriptive. You're not writing a novel. You're just, tell us what happened.
And one of the guys was like, we just walked out, and I probably had a bag of chips or like a box of chocolate, some sort of thing that I would eat.
It's descriptive. What you're telling us is inconsequential to the point you're making.
So much sugar right into my fat little veins.
All right, dude.
And I was, you know, I was a big... chunky, you know.
Try not to say adjectives. Just tell us what happened.
And so the guy comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, you know," and he starts starting it out of nowhere. He's like, and I was like, "Look, man, I don't want any problems. Right. I don't want." And he grabbed me and put me in a headlock and he punched me right in the center of my face.
Jesus!
He just put me in a headlock and he just went boom, right, like right in my face. He punched me in the face and he let go. And I was just, I'm a hardy kid.
Yeah.
I'm playing full contact football. I'm knocking, you know, other kids around.
Yeah.
And I just, he goes, crack, right in the face. And I stood right up and I said, look, man, I'm serious. I don't want any problems from you, man.
Oh, you know? You already had problems.
That
was already the problem.
His was he punched me in my gladiator helmet.
Right,
teenager
so his
face.
Hand hurt, maybe.
Nah, I don't want to go that far. It's not like the opening of Smallville or some shit like that.
Right.
Like, whoa, he has superpowers.
About to get
all
too
I'm
descriptive.
Saying is,
you're about to get too descriptive.
All I'm saying is, if you run into like, even, let me put it this way.
No.
Two or three or four, you're dead. 13 or 14 year old fat kids, they'll beat the shit out of everybody. As a matter of fact, I'd like to go to UFC where it's just like three fat 14 year old boys. They'll beat the snot out of any.
That's weird because I was surrounded by. That's weird. I was surrounded by.
Here's where Brian.
Six skinheads and.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, it was. And I was like, they were surrounding me. And I go, and I said, you guys, this is what I said. I went.
No, you didn't. Yeah. Wait.
What'd you
stop
do?
Right there.
No, what'd
I
you
want
do?
You to finish. But you, first of all, you did not start it by going.
No, because
at least my story had a little humility. Where I'm explaining the whole time.
I'm a black belt,
right,
so I
Chris,
went.
Go ahead.
You weren't.
Go
but
ahead.
They surrounded me, and I went. You guys want to dance?
You did. Not
I did.
Say
no,
that.
I did. And
I actually, I.
And they came.
I have. I actually have audio of it. It did happen.
It did happen?
I wish I could argue with him.
Wait, can you play that again?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
You guys want to dance? Let's dance.
Brian, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That actually happened?
Actually
somebody
threw,
videotaped
I was
it.
Right there.
Thank
I
you.
Was right there.
Yeah.
I watched him
he videotaped
say,
it.
You guys want to dance?
You took on six skin.
I
say, it was a little more than that.
It was probably eight or nine. Yeah. I hate to... I don't like Brian.
I lost track.
I was just a fat teenager with one like metalhead punch me in the face. You took on eight or nine skinheads?
Well, I'm a master.
Look, I don't know if I would go that far to say you mess, but I would say that I did see it take on about seven to eight skinheads.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question for that.
And
you did see or you did say?
I know you were going to say that. But let me tell you.
That's hardly the point right now.
But
it's fun.
Now, can I ask? Because this is the I don't know how you've been trained.
Yeah. Well,
but,
I can tell you.
But I have very specific.
It's a lot of it's secretive.
I understand. But I have a very specific question for you. There was one guy that basically what's the move where after all that happens you make up with one of the guys and get his number and then go hang out with him.
Chris,
because I saw that happen.
I can
happen
explain
too.
That
I
and
saw
don't
that
make it
too.
Sound weird. I can explain.
I'm not saying it's weird. All I'm saying is, and then
I
couldn't get in touch
me.
With you, and then I couldn't get in touch with you for a few hours.
But if I may, I'll explain.
A few hours?
That.
Yeah, it was a while.
I will explain that.
And then when
fine,
he came back,
fine.
And then when he came what? Back.
Listen.
Okay, what? But
what
your shirt
happened
was ripped.
This. I was trained, and my master, Dr. Master Hanyawa.
Okay.
Doctor or master?
Dr. Master. He was a double.
He
is a double.
He had his PhD.
Right.
In Kung Fu.
I've heard of him.
Very impressive.
And anyway, he always told me, there's a way to do it. So what I did is I felled them. I stunned them with Dimmuk, and I stunned them, and then they
it
kind
was
of fell.
Dimmuk.
And what happens inevitably when they see me do that to people, I always get a disciple. And he said, "Please, will you teach me?" Oh. And so I took him to my hotel room, and we went over some stretches.
Okay,
we went
over all right. Some, well, but no, but don't just say all right, because
well, I don't look.
Well, I'd actually
look. I have a lot of homosexual friends, a lot of gay friends. I don't care
right.
If
well,
Brian's
that's what
gay.
I'm,
I don't care.
Right.
I'm not gay.
Okay, that's fine. But then can
I'm
I ask you a question?
But lots of gay people listening.
Can I ask you a question?
Like,
I don't care about
it's fine. It is fine to be. It is fine to be gay.
The guy you fucked is probably listening.
Yeah, he's and he's gay.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know the guy.
Are you talking to him?
I'm not talking to him. I'm talking about the guy.
I didn't fuck the guy.
I don't
care
if you
look,
did.
Brian,
I didn't fuck him.
It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is,
he was in my hotel room and we did
I
want to
know the move.
Holy shit.
That's fine. But I want to know who trained you to then be in the hotel room with the guy. And then when your friend, you must have been trained, I'm knocking on your door and you were saying, I'm on the phone. Come back later.
That's real weird.
What move is that?
You don't
because
have video of that.
It's called the I'm gay and I don't want my family to know because I'm a real fucking mess and I'm a homophobe.
No. Listen, we got we did a little toot.
Did a little toot. Right. You did some coke?
Okay.
Oh no.
You got me.
Jesus.
You got me. I get a euphoric feeling. It
you know
felt
how,
good.
And he was Sudanese. The other guy was Sudanese. And you
oh
know how,
now
yeah.
I know what
well,
was
okay.
A Sudanese
I'll admit
skinhead?
It. Yeah.
That is out there.
Well, he's a very complicated emotional guy.
You think?
Yeah. And so
I mean,
I don't
all
remember.
I was just a fat you know, Western Canadian suburban teenage kid getting punched in the face by a metalhead. It's
right.
It's pretty common.
Yeah.
You know, I turned out all right.
Right.
Yeah, okay. We were in the room and we were stretching, and that's all I'm going to say about it, because I don't have to say anything more. And you don't have any videotape of that, do you?
Well, that's for another episode.